Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Johanna Blackman.
I really do find that this networking opportunity once a month is really helpful, now that coupled with the expertise.
The value has to do with hearing both the struggles and the accomplishments of other communities or other similar groups. It's invaluable on some level.
In January 2022, A Climate to Thrive launched Local Leads the Way, a program supporting community-driven climate solutions initiatives throughout Maine and even beyond. We had received so many requests from others interested in starting initiatives in their own communities, or from those who had started action groups and were seeking specific advice or mentorship on projects. We created Local Leads the Way to facilitate a space of collaboration, mutual support, resource sharing, and to reduce something that I see a lot of in the climate solution space, duplication of effort.
There's so much information coming in. And for me, hearing what people are focusing on and those highlights and don't forget about that or this is coming up. The notifications, in a sense, have been very helpful.
Over the past nearly 3 years, monthly Zoom calls have been held with folks attending from throughout the state. Participants are leaders in forming groups, folks interested in starting groups, students or service providers that support community-driven groups, and others. Together, we identify what we need from each upcoming meeting. Sometimes we bring in experts to lead the group in a deep dive on specific solutions. Sometimes one group shares a specific project with the rest of the participants. And sometimes we hold space for open sharing of accomplishments and the struggles we are all facing.
For me, being in a public library, it's very different, but my role is to find ways to educate the community about all the things, right? So I learn about all the things here from you, from what you're all doing, plus what's going on here locally with our local climate action group. So what I love about coming to this is the inspiration and the sharing of ideas and the struggles. You know, we all share how difficult it is, and that's really important too.
In a recent meeting, ACT intern Angie Flores shared a new resource she developed this summer, a guide on facilitation for community-driven processes.
So I think there's a difference between guiding the process versus kind of overpowering, and that truly changes the dynamic.
Angie led the group in reflection on what facilitation means to each participant.
Facilitation is simply about getting people to talk to each other, maybe in less of a confrontational way as you might find in certain circles.
And I think that one of the main tasks of this time for democracy is just to really be able to disentangle or sort of deflate that polarization and just find common ground so that you can actually work together. And there's almost always some nugget of truth in somebody else's position, even one that you disagree with. And so practicing that and sort of practicing that like in your facilitation and in your community, I think can open up the conversation.
After group reflection, Angie highlighted some key insights on facilitation.
One of the common threads that I heard was the intentionality behind what we do and how we show up. It's also as a practice of care and intention. And this is where the equity part comes into place, because it's about paying attention to the people that are in the room, the people that are not in the room, what dynamics are we seeing in the space.
Anyone curious about community-driven climate action is welcome to join a Local Leads the Way meeting or to reach out to ACT for more information. You can find meeting announcements and registration information at ACT's website, www.aclimatetothrive.org/localleadstheway. You can also find Angie's facilitation guide on the Community Climate Action Hub on our website, or can reach out via email to request a copy. Local Leads the Way is grounded in the belief that all of us have something essential to bring to community-driven climate solutions. And as Angie reminded us during the recent Local Leads the Way gathering, we are all facilitators in our daily lives.
It's not something that only happens in formal meetings or organized events. It's something that we're all doing in different aspects of our lives, whether we realize it or not. Whether it's a team meeting, a family conversation, a community gathering, if we analyze those interactions, we will see there are values in everything behind that.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.